Studios. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, October the 9th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to get back to the real world. We're going to get out of Washington a little bit today. Yes, we will talk a little bit about elections, because it is something that we need to understand, the attacks that are being waged against us and against our way of life, the socialism, the immigration. We have Ann Coulter saying, I think I'm the only one that really supports true multiculturalism. Now, I want to say, me too, hashtag me too. I've been talking about this a long time. I've said many times, if you listen to me, you know how many times I've talked about true multiculturalism is what Europe used to be, what the world used to be. And what they're trying to do is to drive us into this gray monoculture that'll be forced upon us from a centralized location. So it was very interesting back and forth in an interview that Ann Coulter had with someone from Swedish television. And he finally asked her, he said, but America is all about immigration, isn't it? Well, we'll have that answer for you. What is America really about? And where are we going? What is going to be happening as Facebook now has a desire to follow your face around the room and also the technology to do that? This is going beyond 1984. If you remember the book, 1984, Winston was able to get into the corner of a room so he could actually read a book that was prohibited. You're not going to be allowed that kind of luxury if we go down this road. But of course, now all of you zombies, as the NSA refers to us, that's the NSA's terms, not my terms, NSA's term. Who would have thought in 1984, I've shown you the slides, it was released by Ed Snowden. He got those slides for you. They were top secret because the NSA was calling you zombies because you don't know any better than to sign up for this stuff. They said, who would have thought in 1984 they show the iconic Apple commercial that this would be Big Brother, and they show the phone as Steve Jobs is holding it up next to his face, the iPhone, and that the zombies would line up to pay for it. Well, now the zombies have multiple choices. You know, you can get the Apple product of Big Brother. You can get Google's Big Brother product, or you can get Amazon's, or you can get now the new Facebook product. Facebook wants your face. They want to put you in that book and hand that book to any and everybody. They can sell your face to people. They can give it to the government to profile you with geospatial intelligence, follow all your friends, set up a social credit score like the Chinese government is doing. It is a digital dictatorship, and the zombies are paying for it here in America. At least in China, the government has to set up the cameras in all the corners. But, of course, they're using their cell phones there as well. They're making it nice and cheap so that even the Chinese people can afford to have their own tracking devices that can be paid for out of their salary. So we're going to talk about, though, where that is headed today in the United Surveillance of America. All of Silicon Valley and the Internet is united and surveilling America. That's what USA has come to stand for. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about technophiles, people who really love their robots. And I mean, really love their robots. We'll talk about sex robots. We've had some information as we're talking about the back and forth sex scandals of Washington, D.C., real and imagined. There was a sex scandal that was going on in Houston, Texas, and it saw pastors and prostitutes united in opposing sex robots, and now the politicians have joined. We got a PPP. It's a public-private partnership of pastors, prostitutes, and politicians opposing sex robots. We'll be talking about that as well as the move to take away our transportation. Daily Caller says this new UN report, and I've mentioned this briefly, we'll go into it in a little bit more detail because it comes out from, it's been pushed out by that genius, that scientist, that filmmaker, that inventor of the internet, Al Gore. The UN IPCC report, as reported, you know, the Nobel Prize winning organization from the UN, they're calling for 240.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact we're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, October the 9th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about the world that you and I are about to live in. And it's a famous quote from William Gibson, the guy who came up with the cyberpunk genre, and it's something to the effect that the future's already here, it's just kind of geographically distributed. One of the ways that it is already here, of course, is in China with the social media credit scores and the fact that they have biometric data on all their citizens, pretty much. They're going to have it by 2020, and they're already meeting out the punishments. As I said yesterday, 10 million people in China at the very minimum. Of course, this is the government's own standard. Maybe they're telling the truth. Maybe they want to intimidate people, because in China, they're taking a little bit different approach than they are in India, the most populist country on earth. In India, they've got over 95% of the people already in their biometric program. They call it, in their language, foundation. And you have to be in that biometric program in order to get a job, to be able to travel, to open a bank account, and so forth. They offer it more as a carrot. Now, the Chinese offer it as both a carrot and a stick at the same time. And they've already been hammering people there with the social media, social credit scores. But all of our internet masters, the same people who are so eager to give us so many different ways to record our face and to monitor our every movement, have already been creating social credit scores internally. And, of course, creating the biometric databases internally. So we're going to talk about the United Surveillance of America coming from Silicon Valley, all these wonderful things that are being done for us by the new technology inventions. We're going to talk a little bit about the push to take away our freedom to move, our cars. There's an article that's up on the Drudge Report today. A $240 per gallon gas tax is being suggested by the UN report, the UN IPCC. I found it interesting that the Daily Caller pushed back against that in terms of saying, it ain't going to happen. Oh, really? I'm kind of disappointed lately in the Daily Caller. Now, this is was started by Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson has been one of the best people in terms of talking about internet censorship and the things that are rolling out there. But Daily Caller has completely taken a pass on it, the website. I mean, they basically have pretended it doesn't even exist for InfoWars or for anybody else. And now they're saying, well, if you think this is unlikely to ever happen, you're probably right. No, you're probably wrong, Daily Caller. I don't think Tucker Carlson has much to do with the operation of the Daily Caller, unfortunately, anymore, because they seem to be diverging. They're going the way of the Daily Beast is the direction the Daily Caller is going. But we'll talk about why that is real. And we'll talk about why the Trump administration is now pushing to ease any safety concerns about self-driving cars. And, of course, this is Elaine Chao that is running the administration of that. Mitch McConnell's wife. It wouldn't be anything funny going on with the GOP establishment in bed with these companies, would it? Or pushing this globalist agenda, would it? We'll talk about that later as well. Let's first cover some of the developing news here. We've got the fellow who was just knifed a couple of weeks ago when he was running for office in Brazil. He was a leading candidate, and as he was in a crowd, being hoisted on the shoulders of other people. Somebody ran up and stuck a knife into his stomach. He has survived that attack. And now he has, as they point out, it's a Drudge Report story, picked up by France 24. Bolsonaro woos Brazil voters with a simple recipe for ending violence. I talked about this a little bit a few days ago when there was an article about transgender candidates in Brazil and how that was such a wonderful thing. And I said, seriously, here we are, one of the most violent countries in terms of gang violence, not quite as bad as Mexico, but way up there. And this tranny candidate that they were talking about was running in Rio de Janeiro, where it is the worst. And so, as I said at the time, just ignore all the violence and parade around in your lipstick and makeup. It's the most ridiculous display of identity politics I've ever seen. Totally clueless as to what's going on in his or her. I don't know what the transgender candidate was, quite frankly, biologically or mentally. But his or her district right there in Rio de Janeiro was some of the worst violence anywhere on earth, certainly anywhere in Brazil. Now, what's the recipe? What is the simple recipe that this popular candidate running in Brazil has? Well, basically this: give guns to good people. A good man with a gun stops a bad man with a gun. Let people defend themselves. Just like we're saying here. He's had enough of it. Rio de Janeiro is another Chicago. And they've got a guy running down there for president of Brazil. Bolsonaro has topped the poll in the first round of the Brazil's presidential elections. As France says, he seduced tens of millions of voters. He seduced them. He didn't tell them the truth. He seduced them with the lie of having the right to defend yourself. And they quoted a woman who is not a transgender. She is a manicurist, but she is a single mom, a young woman, who says, I live in a dangerous neighborhood. If someone breaks into my home, I want to be able to defend my children. That's basically what David Clark said. When he became sheriff, he said, look, we will try to get to you as quickly as possible when you call the police. And we'll do everything we can to catch these people. But he said his time that he spent as a sheriff in a rural area, I think it was in Maine, where David Clark was, where everybody owned guns. And he said it taught him the value of responsible gun ownership. And even though the people in his urban district were not isolated and remote like the people were in Maine, for all practical purposes, they were isolated and remote when it comes to the police, because the police are not going to necessarily be there. Typically, they're not going to be there. And he said, we'll get there as soon as we can. But you need to get a gun, and you only need to train yourself on how to use it safely. And then we'll get there and help you. But you're the first line of your defense. He was telling them the truth. He was honest about that. And this is what this young woman instinctively knows. Give guns to good people. This guy is a former paratrooper. Bolsonaro wants to arm women, quote, so they can defend themselves. And he also wants to increase the penalties for rapists and to introduce chemical castration. You don't hear any of that being talked about by the Democrats with all this Kavanaugh stuff, right? As I've said many times, if they really want to do something about this, then get rid of these statutes of limitations. They want to say, well, it's not unusual for people to take years, maybe decades, to remember a sexual assault and come to terms with it, especially for children. That is especially true for children. If you're not going to extend the statute of limitations for women, which is, of course, the case that the Democrats are making, but they wouldn't go there. They would say, this is a credible charge because it takes a long time for people to come to these, to confront these issues and to confront the people who did this. But we're not going to extend the statute of limitations. I'm not going to talk about that, especially not for children. Why wouldn't they do that? It just shows that they're using this for political advantage, that they really don't want to solve any problems, because they would do that. And they would allow women to be able to carry guns, because that's what equalizes things, especially for women or for the elderly, to be able to have a gun It doesn't mean that you're going to win the fight, but it means that you're on more equal terms. Because in spite of all the movies that Hollywood has put out, with all the martial arts women who can knock down every man in the room, forget about Black Widow and Scarlett Johansson. That's comic book fiction. She needs a gun to equalize things. Even then, she may not win. Even then, there may be a sneak attack. But at least it puts her on more equal footing. That's the reality of the situation. And they're starting to understand that in Brazil. Now, when we come back, I'm going to extend this to this limousine disaster and tell you how that will soon be used to take away our rights to own private cars, like the private guns that we're having our rights assessed.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their technique. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Thank you.
talking about Brazil waking up to the idea that good people with guns can be used to stop the mass violence in places like Rio de Janeiro. And that is a big part of the reason why the conservative candidate there is now leading in Brazil. They've had a tremendous amount of corruption in Brazil, by the way. And a lot of that corruption was facilitated by electronic voting machines created by Smartmatic, the company that was created in Venezuela by cronies of Hugo Chavez, created to keep Hugo Chavez in office. Now, they've gone international with their manipulation of elections. Brazil is one good example. There's been a lot of election corruption in the Philippines and different provinces of Mexico throughout Central and South America. Smartmatic has been at the center of a lot of election rigging. Now Smartmatic wants to ingratiate themselves into American elections, and so they blew the whistle on election corruption in Venezuela this last time to try to virtue signal to everybody that they are no longer a part of that group. And, of course, they've been embraced by both Republicans and Democrats throughout many states, putting their electronic voting machines in our districts and putting our elections in jeopardy to be hacked by whoever's got the best computing skills, not by whoever the people choose. That's what I'm concerned about. Electronic voting is going to turn our elections into a hacking fest, not into an election, not into a Democrat election. It's not going to be we the people selecting the candidates. It's going to be whoever the best hackers are. And we need to get rid of these electronic voting machines. But let's move on from Brazil and take a look at this disaster that happened in New York with that limousine. And I mentioned this because with all the violence that's happening, and finally the realization in Brazil is that we need to have honest people allowed to defend themselves, allowed to have guns to push back against this. We see that in the United States, of course, every time there is a mass shooting event, they use that to try to take away private guns, Of course, the government will still have the guns. The government are going to be the only ones who have the guns. That's their purpose in that. They're going to do the same thing with cars. I cringe when I hear the arguments made by conservatives and libertarians. I may have even made it 5-10 years ago, maybe longer than 5 years ago. Well, we got 37,000 people a year dying from automobile accidents, and we're not calling for cars to be banned. Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are. And taking away safety regulations in order to take away your cars. And we're going to talk about that more later on in the broadcast. But I just want you to think about how it's not going to be very long before we have an incident like the one that just happened in New York used as an argument to take away human drivers. And what's really behind this incident that happened in New York? This is a situation where the stepson of the guy, the limo driver who was killed, said their cars are junk. He said my uncle didn't even want to, sorry, stepson. He said he didn't even want to drive that day. He said he contacted me. He said they're pieces of crap. They're junk. He said last time I talked to him was 6 o'clock in the morning before the crash. We're chatting and stuff. And he said he didn't really want to do that job. They pointed out that since 2016, 4 of the company's 5 vehicles have been taken out of service. That puts their failure rate at 80%, which is way ahead of what the industry averages nationwide, which is just under 21%. So instead of 21% failure of the limousines, they had 80% of them were taken out. As a matter of fact, this company, these people, all of whom died in this limousine, in addition to 2 people who were pedestrians, I believe, on the street in the accident, they had just tweeted out to friends. They were, of course, had rented the limousine for a celebration. They had tweeted out to friends what a piece of garbage it was. So it wasn't just the limo driver complaining about it. It was also the people in the limousine. Now, people are starting to look at the owner of the limousine company that was involved in this deadly crash. This guy was an FBI informant. He came to the United States from Pakistan to escape murder charges. While he was in the United States, the FBI found that he was running a DMV, Department of Motor Vehicle scam, that helped prospective drivers to cheat on tests. And so somehow the FBI got involved in this when they picked him up on that kind of crime, I guess because he was from Pakistan. And they don't say, of course, whether he was a legal or an illegal immigrant. Maybe he was an illegal immigrant. Maybe that's how the FBI got involved. I don't know. But the FBI got involved somehow when he got in, when he was arrested for this DMV scam. And they decided they would turn him into an informant. He went undercover to record alleged terrorists in mosques and worked for the FBI. And they paid him $100,000. So this is a guy who is an undercover FBI informant. He's protected by them. He was wanted for murder in Pakistan. And then this guy, who is a dyed-in-the-wool criminal, which is what the FBI always uses for their investigations, this guy is running this limousine company, putting out these horrible, unsafe cars. Of course, you know, he was running a DMV scam to help people who couldn't even pass a driver's license test to get their driver's licenses. And so his cars can't pass a test either. And now we got 20 people killed. How is this going to be used in the future? When you have an accident like this, it's going to be used as an argument to get rid of human drivers. No matter how complicit the government is in all of this, in terms of not regulating things for safety, because we always see this with the shooting incidents too, don't we? And so this is where the two are going to come together. Don't use that argument anymore. Well, look, we got thousands of people, tens of thousands of people dying on the highways, but we're not going to ban cars. No, they are going to ban cars, and they're going to use this kind of an incident to push for that kind of banning. I'm going to get more into what's happening with transportation because, folks, that is really where the rubber meets the road on tyranny. It really is. And it's going to have a huge impact in your life. Self-driving cars, 5G in the cities, it's going to have a tremendous impact on your health, on your freedom, on your privacy, on your liberty. It's going to turn you into slaves if you don't wake up and find out what this is truly about and what this agenda is really going to, who's behind it, and what it's going to turn your life into. And it's going to happen very quickly. Just think about smartphones. Think about how you live your life in cyberspace now because of smartphones that came out only about a decade ago and came about very, very quickly. The internet was not even usable back in 1999. It was in its infancy 20 years ago. So think about how the internet, about 20 years old in terms of its practical application. Yes, I know it was in the 1960s that you had a DARPA psychologist say, hey, you know, when we get the technology together, we can control the crowds this way. We can manipulate people's minds and the way that they think of things. But to make it practical, they had to wait for the technology to come around. The same thing is now about to happen with 5G and self-driving cars. They're about to become practical to the level that the tyranny can meet the road. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Information is game-changing. Our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let let life weigh you down? Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. And the story that's on Drudge Report, or at least was, yesterday, $240 per gallon gas tax. Is that going to happen here? Well, the UN would like for that to happen. And, of course, it's the UN that is behind the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, otherwise known as Smart Cities. They had a UN Agenda 21. It was the agenda for the 21st century, sometime in the 21st century. We're not going to tell you exactly when, although they knew. Folks, they knew. They understand the cycle of human history that we had Strauss and Howe talk about with the fourth turning. They knew precisely what that was. 2030, that was finally revealed to us all maybe about 5 years or so ago. I don't know when they actually put a specific date on it. But you can see now 2030 as a date for many, many things, most of them revolving around that phony UN climate agenda. And so now we have a new report. It's about 700 and some odd pages, 728 pages. As Yahoo puts this, the Nobel Prize-winning Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC. The IPCC, folks, this is one of the most blazingly fake science organizations, politicized science you've ever seen in your life. So Yahoo refers to them as Nobel Prize-winning IPCC. Give me a break. What a bunch of political hacks. That's like referring to Al Gore, which we're also going to talk about here. You know, the scientist, inventor of the internet, and Academy Award winning filmmaker Al Gore says blah, blah, blah. That's exactly what's going on here. But where is this headed? Well, part of the UN report that was pulled out for this headline was to propose a tax, talking about carbon taxes, and they calculated out for what Americans currently spend, as if they're going to allow us to have any internal combustion engines. But let's just pretend for a moment that they would allow us to have that, that they're not going to go into an outright ban. It would work out to $240 per gallon gas to fight global warming. That's not to fight global warming, folks. That is to fund a global government. That's why they have to have a UN-imposed tax. You can't have a government without a tax. You can't have a global government without a global tax. You can't have a tax without a problem that must be solved by that government and that government alone. So they have to create a global problem, then impose a global tax to fund what they really want, which is the global government. And the saddest thing about this is that the Daily Caller says, well, if you think that's unlikely to ever happen, you're probably right. No, the Daily Caller is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. Not probably wrong. They are absolutely wrong. And they are part of the misdirection, just as they have been on the censorship issue. And as I said before, Tucker Carlson is spot on. He's been one of the best people in terms of talking about internet censorship. The Daily Caller has been the worst conservative or libertarian website in terms of talking about this. There is now somehow a disconnect between the two of them, even though he started that organization. If you don't understand where this is going, then you might want to pay attention to the outright bans that are happening in Europe right now, all based on the fact that we got to keep the air clean. That's the justification. We got to ban the cars. Folks, they wanted to ban the cars before they ever came up with the justification of cleaning the air. They talked about urban sprawl and, oh, this is horrible. Look at the traffic that we've got and blah, blah, blah. We're not going to build roads. We're not going to have parking spaces. We've got to stop people from driving cars. That was always the approach of the urban planners. And now you've got people like the CEO of Lyft, who began as an urban planner and who thinks that cities are the best invention of mankind and cars are the worst invention. No, we created cars so we could escape the cities in the mid-20th century. That's why you have the suburbs. It was that pent-up demand to get out of the cities that Thomas Jefferson said were a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of man. Cities have always been a threat to your health, your wealth, and your liberty. And those were not even those cities that Jefferson was warning about. We're not even as populated or as controlled as our suburbs are. And it was too controlled for him because he knew what real freedom looked like. We don't know what real freedom looks like. Any of us, even the most libertarian of us, have never experienced freedom like Jefferson experienced it or the people of his age. And so we don't know what we've lost. But let me show you what we're about to lose. This is a great video that was put out by Fifth Gear, talking about how the EU is gradually banning these cars. And, of course, the approach that's going to be taken here in the United States is exactly the one that Daily Caller says that's never going to happen. They're going to take it away, not with an outright ban necessarily. It'll happen in some of the cities like New York and L.A. They'll start banning cars, and the people there will cheer, just as the people cheer when they ban InfoWars on the Internet. They don't realize that they're losing free speech, and they're not going to realize what they're losing when they cheer the banning of cars. And so it'll happen in some of these cities in America. But for the most part, the government is going to price you out of the marketplace. They're going to do it with taxes. They're going to do it with gas taxes. They're going to do it with insurance rates and so forth. But in Europe, they're going to do it with outright bans. They've already started. Paris is going to have car-free Sundays. No cars on Sundays in Paris once a month, one Sunday a month. That's how they begin with it. And it's all because of the air. They even talk about it. Paris respire. In other words, respiration, right? Paris breathe is what they're saying. That's the way they're selling it to people. And so they're only going to have, they're going to allow pedestrians, those on bicycles, scooters, rollerblades will be permitted into the city center. Nobody else. That's one of the reasons why Google, as they are working on their template smart city, they call it Sidewalk Labs, because you're going to be doing a lot of walking and not much else. But let's play this report, a little bit of this report from Fifth Gear, where they talk about how they're ramping up the prohibition of all internal combustion engines.
So starting in 1992, the European Union imposed emission regulations. Euro 1 made the fitting of catalytic converters statutory, and since then the rules have got tougher and tougher. Euro 6 is the current standard. To determine which cars will have to pay to drive in cities, the ultra-low emission zones will use the Euro 1 to 6 rating system. This BMW, a Euro 4 car, will definitely not get a free pass. And nor will over 13 million other cars on UK roads.
And, that's a very
and what will that charge
BMW
be? A few quid per day, perhaps? No. Somewhere in the region of 6 to 12 and a half quid per day. Think
that's
about
$16
it. That's
a
potentially
day.
As much as £3,000 extra a year just to get into work. And it's
that's
not just cars that will be affected. Buses, lorries, vans, motorbikes. In fact, anything with wheels and a combustion engine will come under the microscope. However, some vehicles are going to be hit much harder than others.
For starters, it's the old reliable diesels that the British public were all encouraged to buy not that long ago will be hit the hardest, because all burners will only be exempt if they meet Euro 6 standards. And those weren't introduced until 2015. So basically, if your diesel is more than 4 years old, you're going to be hit in the pocket. Petrol cars which don't meet Euro 4 standards, which roughly means only older than 12 years old, well, they're going to be penalised as well.
And that's over 4 million petrol cars potentially affected. Many European cities already have emission zones. London has brought forward its plans to 2019, and other UK cities are looking to follow suit. Birmingham zones could be with us by January 2020. So how many Brummies are aware of this brave new motoring world?
So if I said ultra-low emission zones, does that mean anything to you?
I've never heard of these low emission
zones. Okay. No. Next year, you might have to pay up to £12.50 per day to drive.
$16 a day. This person says,
how could that be?
Well, it could be because you don't understand how quickly this is coming. This is not even 2030. This is 2020. Ultra-low emission zones. We'll have more information. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine.
Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about what this effective ban that is being pushed by the EU, and of course, it's not just the EU. They're not going to be able to solve this in the UK by Brexit, because I'm going to play for you as this guy lays out the problem. He talks about how they've had these Euro 1, goes back to the 1990s, but then they started stepping it up in shorter and shorter intervals with more and more regulations. And they went from Euro 1 back in the early 1990s, where they added catalytic converters. And then they're up to Euro 6, which is just 3 years ago, 2015. And they're going to start putting regulations on people. If you have a Euro whatever the number is, and you're not going to be able to get into the city, or you're going to pay an escalating tax on this stuff. Some of these people are going to have to pay $16 per day to get into the city. And that's just the start. Then they've got to pay confiscatory prices on fuel, on parking, on insurance, and on and on and on. They're going to price you out of the car. But don't worry, because in some places they're already outright banning the cars. So whether we're going to have an effective ban for all practical purposes or an outright banning, they are coming after your freedom of mobility. And you need to wake up to that and understand what's going on, because you're going to see the people there in that area don't realize that this is going to roll out on them, this massive new tax. It's going to amount to about $4,000 per year. $4,000 per year. It's going to hit them in 2020. And we're not even talking 2 years out before they get to that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about a new sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. All of our InfoWars Life products, we put out a super sale. This is unprecedented. We've never done this before. 50% off all of the InfoWars Life super sale products. We've got everything that's InfoWars Life, 50% off and free shipping. Things like BrainForce Plus, 50% off, free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12, 50% off, free shipping. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. And, of course, it's not just that it doesn't have fluoride in it. It's got the good halogen iodine in it. And it also has silver to fight bacteria, to fight viruses in that toothpaste. And, of course, bacteria causes gum disease, leads to tooth loss, even leads to heart disease. You can get the Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste, 50% off with free shipping. Things like BodEase, 50% off of free shipping. Silver Bullet, 50% off of free shipping. Knockout, 50% off of free shipping. I could go down the list, but it's everything at InfoWarsStore.com. All the InfoWars Life products, all those InfoWars Life products, not the other stuff, but there's other specials there as well. Not things like big water filters, but still, it's all the InfoWars Life products, 50% off plus free shipping. As I said, it's like Christmas, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday all rolled together in one. Take a look at the products we have on sale. We've never done a sale with this many products, this deeply discounted, with free shipping before. Okay, let's go back to this clip, because we had to leave it at the point where this guy laid out the problem, how this massive new fine is going to be levied against people in less than 2 years, and the people are absolutely unaware of it, as you'll see on this man on the street. Listen to him as he asks these people about this. They have no idea that this is coming, and they have no idea even who is imposing it upon them. Let's go back to that report.
So if I said ultra-low emission zones, does that mean anything to you?
I've never heard of things like that before.
Okay. No. Next year, you might have to pay up to £12.50 per day to drive into the building. Wow. Okay. What do you think of that?
That's a lot. Is it the council doing anything about it?
No. It's the council proposing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not fair. That is not fair.
Not good, is it?
Not good at all.
Yeah, is the council doing anything about that? Oh, it's the council that's imposing it. But, of course, it's a globalist agenda. It's coming from the EU, but ultimately it's coming from the UN. And it's all part of this 2030 agenda. But this part of it is going to hit them right away. The ultra-low emission zones. And this is what they're rolling out in the UK. Now, they've had some cities in the UK talk about banning diesel cars. You've got some of the cities that are actually charging escalated fees if you want to park your diesel car, because they want these things in the scrap heap. You know, they last forever. They can be fixed. They can be very cheap to own. They can't have that. They've got to control your transportation. They have to get rid of private transportation. So that's what's ultimately behind this. And of course, it's being pushed by that person that, as I said before, if Yahoo is going to refer to the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change at the UN, if they're going to refer to them as the Nobel Prize-winning group, it doesn't take much to win a Nobel Prize anymore, folks. You just have to put out the right political spin on your scientific data and hide the data from people. You know, that's what they're so furious about with Scott Pruitt. He's going to actually have us publish the data that we base our regulations on? We got to get this guy out of Washington, and they did. And you haven't heard a peep from them now with the new guy in charge of the EPA. They seem to be perfectly comfortable with him. That's a very frightening thing. But then we got Al Gore, that highly honored scientist, inventor of the internet, and filmmaker, as I guess Yahoo would refer to him as, warning that time is running out. We've only got 12 years because, remember, the magic date is 2030. The globalists don't have a plan without having a date attached to it. And it's not just the smart city stuff. It is the entire rollout of controlling you in the city. You know, if you don't have, as we always say, if you don't have a date in your goal, it's just a wish, right? And so these are the kind of people who are going to have a date associated with that. So how's this looking in the United States? Well, Reason pointed out that although Americans are driving more, we're dying less while we're driving. But that's not a good thing, according to the federal government. They're still not happy with that, according to the Trump administration. People like Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, who is transportation secretary, she's not happy with that. She's not satisfied with that. We got to have self-driving cars because we got to get not only to zero emissions, but we got to get to zero human drivers. That's the real goal, folks. It's not zero emissions. It's zero drivers. Now, as Reason points out, according to NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 37,000 people were killed in traffic collisions last year. They will use that. They will use that number. Hear them talking about it now. Tens of thousands of people dying according to our stats. We have to ban human drivers because nobody will die when the robots are driving the cars, right? Yeah, that death that you saw, these multiple deaths that you've seen in the last year or so, just with the experimental cars, those didn't happen. Those were humans that were responsible for that, ultimately. And they will ultimately take it back to the human programmers, if necessary. But they will never blame a failure of their robot systems. But they pointed out that it was a 1% decline And it's also a 2.5% decrease in the fatality rate, given that Americans drove an additional 50 million miles. This year's auto collision deaths are also on track to decline by as much as 3% again. So they said last year it declined by 2.5%. This year it's on track to decline by 3%. But NHTSA's Heidi King, the bureaucrat in Washington, is not satisfied. She said a one-year decrease, while pleasing news, does not constitute a trend. Well, they've actually got 2 years, and that does something constitute a trend. They will take that trend in the Trump administration when it comes to declining unemployment, and they should. And they should take this trend when it says that we are doing better on the roads and we don't need to push unsafe robot cars. But they're going to do that. As the Washington Post points out, very happily, I would add, the Trump administration is pushing to ease the rollout of driverless cars and trucks. See, as people in local vicinities start looking at this, like they did in Arizona, when the Uber taxi steamrolled that pedestrian and killed her, and you saw the horrifying video footage of her sitting there playing with her phone, not paying any attention whatsoever, the backup driver that was there. And it just steamrolled that homeless lady who was walking across the street and killed her. The emergency braking had been disabled. At first, you had the local sheriff make excuses for the robot car. Well, nobody could see that lady coming. You see her coming out of the darkness. Well, you know, a human driver would have flipped on the headlights so they could see, put on the bright so they could see more broadly and further out. But, of course, people quickly pointed out that the self-driving systems don't use visible light. They use radar and should have seen her. So then they looked a little bit closer. And they said the emergency braking was turned off. Why was the emergency braking turned off? Well, it turns out, on further inspection, that the emergency braking system under control of the robot driver was acting erratically. So they turned it off. But meanwhile, the human had been lulled into passivity in the driver's seat, playing with Facebook or whatever she was playing with on her phone. So now the Trump administration, this last Thursday, wrapped trucks into its updated driverless vehicle policy, saying it will no longer assume that a commercial motor vehicle driver has to be a human, or that a trucker or anyone else necessarily needs to be in the cab. Forget about it. This is an experiment being conducted with you and your family on the highways without your informed consent. And they had to pull it into Washington to get the feds to do it, because some people at local level didn't like that.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's just purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week, and so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2, and we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com, right now.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk a little bit more about the Trump administration easing regulations on robot cars, driverless cars and trucks, saying they will no longer assume, the feds will no longer assume or care if a commercial motor vehicle driver has to be a human or a trucker or anyone else in the car, in the truck. Isn't that great? That's going to be happening on the roads that you drive on. They don't care about your safety. They don't care about the safety of your family. What they care about is serving the interest of the corporations that have captured the bureaucracy. And this is something President Trump needs to be aware of. You need to draw his attention to this. I hope that he's not complicit in this. I hope he just doesn't understand the dangers of 5G and robot cars. Because this is a new problem. Probably not something he's thought about or heard much about, and he's being shielded from that. And this is something that is being put in place by the establishment Republicans and Democrats, bureaucrats who remained on from Obama, part of this agenda, who have been captured. It's called regulatory capture, where the regulatory agencies are basically at the service of the industry. Think of the FDA and big pharmaceutical companies, how they can push through legal immunity for the people who sell vaccines. Or just as we were talking yesterday about the case against the doctor who is trying an innovative stem cell therapy. And you've got the federal government coming after her. She's spending about $120,000 a month in legal fees to fight the federal government off. Meanwhile, they're clearing the decks for the big pharmaceutical company that is going to offer the same type of stuff at 100 times the price. Yes, you heard that right. 100 times the price. This is what's called regulatory capture. And it's why when people were concerned about the safety of self-driving cars, they said, well, we'll take care of that in Washington. And they put Mitch McConnell's wife in charge of the Department of Transportation to push this stuff through. And they're pushing this through, saying we're not going to have any human drivers here. The move comes, as this is being reported by the Washington Post, the move comes as Waymo, that's Google. Waymo is Google's company. A leading self-driving firm has been working to open a driverless service to the public in Arizona by year's end. The same place where the Uber SUV just mowed down that pedestrian and killed her. Right there in Tempe, Arizona. So now we've got Waymo is going to go there. And they're going to have help from the National Transportation Safety Board. And they're saying that the guidance is going to look at automated vehicles 3.0. They're going to continue to call for companies to voluntarily describe why their vehicles are safe enough to be on the public roads. So if you tell them, hey, it's safe, and let me tell you why it's safe. So you give them a marketing pitch, and they are ready to believe you, just like Ghostbusters, right? Give us a call. Pick up the phone. If you're a big corporation, we are ready to believe you. At the Department of Transportation. Now, of course, Eric Peters has talked about this for a long time. I have him on frequently at epautos.com. That's his website. He's talked about Liberty as well as cars. That's what that's his beat that he covers. And he's talked about how dangerous this is. And now we got Steve Wozniak talking about how dangerous it is. Steve Wozniak, big fan of Tesla, big fan of Elon Musk. And at the beginning, this is Daily Mail talking about it, he has flip-flopped now his opinions about self-driving cars. As recently as May 2017, he said driverless technology is, quote, the biggest, most obvious moonshot in current times. And he was looking at the man that thinks he's going to go to Mars to pull it off, Elon Musk. After a little while, Wozniak said, well, I love my Tesla, but don't ever put it on autopilot. That thing will try to kill you. Now he's saying he's given up on self-driving cars. We'll talk about this more when we come back. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine.
With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
I mentioned many times that when you look at the environmental movement, when you look at this UN IPCC report, the 728-page report that they've just put out to try to push this environmental agenda again, as we see it collapsing in the face of scientific evidence and the failure of their predictions, the failures of their models, they're still at it again. They're not giving up. They're still pushing for this 2030 transformation of all of our societies. And it truly is like a watermelon, as I've said before, a thin veneer of green over something that is completely red, and red in the terms not of Republican, but red in the traditional terms of socialism, of Marxism, of communism, of total control and tyranny, that kind of red. And it was no accident that they did not want to assign the color red to the Democrat Party, because that's what they really are. They really are reds. Reds have always been the socialists, the Marxists, the communists. When we talk about how the perception of socialism has changed in America, that's coming up in just a moment. I'm going to get into that. But before we do, I've got another clip I want to play from you from Fifth Gear, as they're talking about how they're going to begin to effectively ban private ownership of automobiles by 2020. They're rolling out these regulations. They're calling it ultra-low emission zones. So if you have an electric car, you'll be able to get into the city center. But if you don't have an electric or hybrid car, they're going to charge you $16 a day, $4,000 a year to get into the city with your car. And as I said before, that's before you start talking about the confiscatory gas prices that they already have in Europe, or the insurance rates, or the parking fees, or anything. That's just to get into the city. And they're outright banning it in other places. And the people don't know that it's coming, and they don't know where it's coming from. As you talk to some of the people on the street, they say, wow, that's unfair. That's crazy. That's coming in 2020? What does council say about it? He goes, well, it's the council that is going to be administering it to you, the city council. And that's the way these things work. That's why you have to think globally and act locally. The socialists are right about that. And we need to start doing that to push back against their agenda. They've had their globalist plans, and they've been implementing them locally. The city council is the one that's going to start charging you $16 a day to drive into the city. But this is a globalist agenda, and so we need to understand that globalist agenda, and we've got to fight it on a city-by-city basis. That's where you really have to get involved. But when we look at it from the standpoint of the cars, I was just talking about Steve Wozniak being a big fan of electric cars, self-driving cars, and especially Tesla. And again, think back to this analogy of the watermelon, the thin veneer of green, but it's all just a thin veneer covering a Marxist, socialist, red tyranny. And that's really what these Tesla cars are, folks. They have a thin veneer. The electric car gives them a thin veneer of green environmentalism. But what they're really trying to sell you, and what they are subsidizing these cars that cost over six figures, you have to subsidize this while they're going to charge you $16 a day, $4,000 a year to even drive your car into the city that may be only 3 years old. And you're going to subsidize these electric cars for other people, or the new hybrid cars for other people. We'll talk about, he does some interviews, talks to people about the hybrid cars and what's up with them, because that's going to be permitted for now. They'll get rid of that eventually. But they use the electric vehicle, and they subsidize the electric vehicle because it's all for the environment. But what they really want to get to is to make sure that you don't control your car. You don't even own your car. They want corporate-owned, robotically controlled cars that will tax and track your every movement, and they're going to control your movement. They don't even want you moving. But if you do, they'll be able to track you with this. Wozniak was talking about it. He said, as I pointed out in May 2017, he thought it was a moonshot. He thought it was a great idea. He's all for Tesla. He bought one. A little while later, as he starts seeing these accidents and he sees Tesla's response to this, it's like, okay, I still love my Tesla, but don't put it in autopilot. It'll try to kill you. And now he's done a complete 180. He says he doesn't believe anything that Elon Musk or Tesla says. And neither do I. And neither should you. He has doubled down on his doubts surrounding autonomous technology, stating at a recent event that he has given up on self-driving cars. He said if they had train tracks, there'd be no problem at all. Wait a minute. Have you noticed that we've had a lot of Amtrak problems lately? No more than Amtrak is used, we've had a lot of Amtrak accidents. They can't even control trains on tracks safely enough. And so I don't trust them to control cars that aren't on tracks. So he says, well, if they had train tracks, it wouldn't be a problem. But I don't believe that sort of vision intelligence is going to be anything like a human. As I said before, I've talked many times to Eric Peters of VP Autos. And one of the things that he pointed out, he said, they love to talk about autopilot, right? Well, where did we hear that phrase, autopilot? That came from airplanes. What do they do to make autopilot work in the airplanes? They put a big, big, big airspace around every one of these planes. There is a... as we all know, they put time between the landing and the taking off of all these planes. They have a tremendous amount of elevation. They call it a close call if they get within 1,000 feet of each other or whatever. I mean, it's a pretty long distance for it to be a close call. Nothing like that is going to happen on self-driving cars. And I just see on the monitor here that Nikki Haley has resigned and... Do we have a champagne cork here? I wonder if she's going to start running for president in 2020. I've got a story here of Nikki Haley. I guess maybe, you know, she was trolling one of the embassies with a bullhorn. Yes, our UN ambassador was trolling people with a bullhorn not that long ago, megaphone. She was going to Venezuela. That was it. The U.S. ambassador to the UN. Nikki Haley, about a week or two ago, joined protesters outside the Venezuelan embassy with a bullhorn. And, of course, she is full of bull. She's full of bull with Skripal and all these other issues. Axios is reporting that President Trump has accepted Nikki Haley's resignation as UN ambassador, according to two sources briefed on their conversation. Timing of her departure is still unclear. I hope this is true. We've had a, this is coming from Axios, it's coming from Jonathan Swan, and he was the one who told us that Rod Rosenstein had resigned a couple of weeks ago. That did not happen. As a matter of fact, President Trump met with Rod Rosenstein yesterday and said, nah, everything's good, at least until midterms. I hope after midterms he's going to fire Rosenstein, fire Jeff Sessions. And I would love to see Nikki Haley go. I don't know why. Let's see if Jonathan Swan says, why? Haley discussed her resignation, he says. He's heard, according to two sources, and of course he had multiple sources. They even showed the acceptance of the resignation of Rod Rosenstein by Jeff Sessions and his voice by the Department of Justice. So now he's saying that there are two sources saying that Nikki Haley has resigned. Her news shocked a number of senior foreign policy officials in the Trump administration. She has overseen Trump's shift in dealing with the UN, including the U.S. exit from the UN Human Rights Council, which is good. But let's understand that Nikki Haley is one of the biggest neocons we have ever seen. There is no war that she won't lie about in order to get us involved in it. And there is no false flag that she won't push in order to get us further involved in Syria, whether it is a false flag in Syria or a false flag in the UK. Nikki Haley is right there. And she is just as belligerent in pushing war as she is in trying to get out of the UN. So she wrote an op-ed piece back in September. And I said, you know, when the New York Times anonymous op-ed piece came out, I said, I believed, and that's just my personal opinion from watching her, I believed that Nikki Haley was the author of that. because of the tone of it, because of the issues that that anonymous writer had, specifically talking about President Trump's reluctance to do something in response to the false flags in Syria. They were being pushed by Nikki Haley, by Theresa May. She said at the time, "I don't agree with the president on everything. When there's disagreement, there's a right and a wrong way to address it. I pick up the phone, I call him, or I meet him in person." So we'll see if Nikki Haley has resigned. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
as we just reported in the last segment, Axios reported that Nikki Haley has resigned. Of course, that was Jonathan Swan. And as I said before, we are reluctant to jump on this whole hog because we've had our hopes dashed before, once before. I would love to see Nikki Haley go. And this is a person who is one of the worst neocons we have ever seen. She is John McCain caliber. And yet she is celebrated by many people on the right because she talks tough to the UN. Well, that's good, but it's not good enough. We got plenty of people who don't like the UN, but also don't want to get us involved in every war under false pretenses, which is what Nikki Haley has been doing. Lying to us, pushing false flags, that is a very dangerous scenario. So I would love to see her go. It's Jonathan Swan at Axios, the same person who told us, and he probably had good sources. It may have been a last-minute change of mind by Rod Rosenstein or somebody else. He even produced a letter that had been drafted in the voice of Jeff Sessions, accepting Rod Rosenstein's resignation and gracefully talking about what a wonderful contribution he had made. And that took some really good writing. So it's a shame to see that letter go to waste. I hope that that can be reused at some point in the very near future. But again, we've now had a couple of anonymous sources saying that Nikki Haley is going to resign. It's being reported by Fox News. But again, remember that when we reported that about Rod Rosenstein, it was Fox News who said that Rod Rosenstein was on his way to the White House, and that was more proof that he was going to be resigning. They're now saying that Nikki Haley is going to be making a speech in about 8 minutes. We shall see about that, because when we had all the press jump on the fact that Rod Rosenstein was on his way to the White House, they had not noticed that President Trump was in New York preparing to speak to the UN. So we shall see. And if that happens, believe me, we will be covering it, because I want to break out the champagne and and pop the bottles here. Not literally, I don't drink, but we'll do something to celebrate, I guess. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. I want to finish up with what is happening in terms of banning our transportation and our private ownership of cars, because, folks, that is as dangerous as banning the private ownership of guns. And we don't have a Second Amendment. They want to come after our gun ownership, even though we have a Second Amendment. They're coming after our free speech, even though we have that clearly, explicitly protected under the First Amendment. They're still coming after it. We don't have an explicit amendment. Of course, we have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment that says that if you haven't been given these powers specifically, you don't have them. But, of course, that hasn't stopped the federal government at any level. Hasn't stopped the Congress, hasn't stopped the bureaucracy, certainly hasn't stopped the Supreme Court, unfortunately, to come after our freedoms, even though they don't have the authority, they just assume it under a variety of disguises, the General Welfare Clause, the Commerce Clause, you name it. They'll always come up with some pretense, some prevarication to usurp authority where they don't have it. But we don't have a prohibition that would protect our freedom of movement, so we have to be very careful about where this is happening. Let's take a quick look at this fifth gear report of what's going on in the UK. And the little bit of wiggle room, because, of course, this is happening gradually to people. And so they're going to say, well, you know, you've got these cars that are 3 years old. You're not going to be able to bring them into the city center without paying $16 per day, over and above all your other car expenses. Unless you have, we'll make an exception for a hybrid car. Here's what he has to say about that.
Does the government really want us to be sitting in? Most manufacturers now have hybrid cars in their showroom. This BMW 530e is typical of the type of car that will be exempt from the ultra-low emission zones. However, it costs nearly 45 grand.
And here's another thing. Hybrids spend the majority of their lives running on their petrol engines because their electric-only range is so small. I mean, take this 530e, for example. It can only manage a maximum of 28 miles before the 2-litre petrol engine kicks in. I mean, is that saving the planet?
No, it isn't, because a lot of times those small engines are given a pass on things. You know, there's a lot of talk about Mazda bringing back the rotary engine. They were the only people to ever get it to work, but it had some issues in terms of excessive emissions. And so the last car that it appeared on was a sports car, RX-8, a very small engine that had a lot of power, considering the size of the engine, the displacement. But that disappeared, mainly because of emissions regulations and other things. Now, they started talking about the fact they're going to bring it back, and everybody said, yay, we're going to have another rotary sports car. No, you're not. They're going to put it in as a little three-cylinder rotary type thing to run the battery backup for their hybrid car. That's what this world has come to. How pathetic is that? And, of course, that's going to be too dirty for them. And so the hybrid cars are just an intermediate step because this is about gradually taking away your freedoms, doing it in some cases by an outright ban, doing it in other cases by moving the goalpost on this this idea that this is all about the environment. And that is what's so dangerous about this. It's the enviro-melanism, as I said, the thin veneer of green, just like a watermelon, on the red tyranny of socialism. And the electric vehicles are the perfect vehicle for that. Let's talk about real socialism and what it means to Americans today, because they don't really even understand that. There was an article on Zero Hedge from Gallup, the polling organization, talking about socialism and Americans' understanding of it and how it has changed since World War II, since 1949. In 1949, 34% of Americans defined socialism as government control of business. Well, that's really kind of fascism, right? You can have a private ownership of business that is controlled by government, and that is fascism. Socialism means that the government, for all practical purposes, owns it. So socialism really is a communism. It's another word for it. But now that has dropped to just 17%. If we look at the different things that they asked people, different responses, the number of people that had it, equality is what it means to a lot of people in America now. 23% said socialism means equality. 10% of them said benefits. 7% of them said that socialism means getting along or being cooperative and reform. That's another 2%. If you add all these positive things up, 42% of the people had a positive take on socialism today. Compared to 1949, where we see that instead of equality, we're being identified with socialism by 23% of the people today, only 12% of the people identified equality with socialism back in 1949. So if you take all of these positive things, equality, benefits, getting along with each other, cooperative, reform, take all those positive things that are now said of socialism, only 16% of the people said that of socialism back in 1949. Now 42% of the people say that. Let's talk about some of the negative things. Government control. Today, 17%. Back in 1949, it was 34%. So we talk about government control and communism. That's 23% of the people say that. Now, that might not even be bad for those 23% of the people. If they're Democrats, they like government control and communism. Then they have some other ones here. Restrict freedom and other derogatory comments. Altogether, today, only 32% of the people have negative impressions, even if you could say that government control and communism is negative, and it isn't for the Democrats. 32% versus 42% that say positive things about socialism. Versus 1949, 43% of the people had a negative opinion of socialism, and only 16% would associate it with positive.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craiglin owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craiglin owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
We're waiting to see if Nikki Haley is going to resign, as has been advertised. If that happens, we will go to that speech live, because I want to be sure to see that. I've been waiting for that to happen for quite some time. This never-Trumper, this always neocon, war everywhere, pushing every false flag and every lie to get us involved in more and more wars. Oh, of course, she pushes back against the UN. Great. Great. But that's all she does, that's right. Just remember that when she was still governor in South Carolina, she began the monumental culture wars. And when I say that, I mean that literally. The culture wars against our monuments that have stretched to everything. It began with the Civil War monuments that she went to war with. Based on a single picture from an insane mass murderer. He had a picture of a Confederate flag in the background. Well, what if he'd had a picture of a cross in the background? Would that mean that we would demand that all churches take down the crosses? I don't expect Nikki Haley to understand Christianity or our American history. Her family's not from America. And so I understand that she doesn't understand that. But she went on a jihad against that symbol, which has been misappropriated by racists, by the Ku Klux Klan, just as they have misappropriated the cross. And that began the basis of people going after not only people who fought on the southern side, but people who fought on the northern side of the Civil War, not understanding the difference, because they're just as ignorant of our history and the causes of that war as Nikki Haley is. And then they extended it to Christopher Columbus, to George Washington, to everything American. And it all began with Nikki Haley. So let's hope that her political career ends soon, but it isn't. She's going to be everywhere. As they pointed out with the Axios report, they broke the news, and we'll see if this really happens, because, again, it's just been a couple of weeks, so we had reports from the same reporter at Axios that Rod Rosenstein was resigning, and that ultimately did not happen. I believe that that was going to happen, but things changed. So this may happen with Nikki Haley. As he points out, going back to the op-ed piece, the anonymous op-ed piece that happened in September that was published in the New York Times, somebody criticizing President Trump, saying he wasn't fit for office, and criticizing him. Main point, as many people point out, this is coming from somebody who is part of the neocon establishment, a never-Trumper. Somebody like, you know, Nikki Haley, somebody who was very upset about the fact that he wouldn't send troops into Syria so quickly. And then she came out as people were saying, well, maybe it was her. You know, there's this little bit of a drop in there, a little false flag in and of itself, something that would be exactly the sort of thing that I would expect Nikki Haley to do. Just like she used the phony Skripal poisoning to try to get us involved in the Syrian war and an escalation. There was a little term that was dropped in there that was unique to Vice President Pence, who she knows very well. And that was sprinkled in there. I don't think it was Pence. I really think that it was Nikki Haley or somebody like her or somebody affiliated with her. She then wrote her own non-anonymous op-ed piece. And she said, I don't agree with the president on everything. And when there is disagreement, I pick up the phone, I call him, or we meet in person. He does not shut out his advisors, and he does not demand that everyone agree with him. I can talk to him most any time, and I frequently do when I disagree. Let me emphasize the disagree part, right? She didn't put that in there, when I disagree, but that's implied, isn't it? It's all about, oh, yeah, I disagree with him, and I talk to him. I tell him when I disagree, and I'm able to go in there, and I talk to him all the time when I disagree with him, because I disagree with him all the time. And she goes on to say, if I disagree with something and I believe it's important enough to raise with the president, I do it, and he listens. That's a shame. I hope that's not true. I hope that's not true. Anyway, let's go back to what real socialism means. And then we'll have Nikki Haley explain to us what real fascism means and real neocon warmongering means and what real never-Trumpers mean with all this stuff. But I was talking about socialism and how now it has a positive image here in America. People associate it today with things like equality and benefits and getting along and cooperating and reform, whereas in 1949, people associate it more likely with government control or with communism, which is what it is, or with restricting freedom. Or with other derogatory opinions. And this is coming from a recent Gallup poll. It's been a huge sea change. And as Matt Drudge has up on the Drudge Report, I have an article on Infowars.com. Someone filmed on Saturday in Portland what socialism really looks like. They showed a group of about 20 leftists who were gathered at an intersection. And play a little bit of that, or roll that as B-roll, what that looks like. And the person who posted it up said, this type of street anarchy that routinely happens where I live. Here's a video from 6 October, that would be Saturday, showing Antifa directing traffic in downtown and threatening people who don't obey with violence. And the person said, tweeted to the mayor and said, Mayor, who really owns this town? Well, we know who owns this town when they can do this kind of stuff. Kind of reminds me of when we had the Black Panthers telling white people they couldn't vote in Chicago. Remember that? The new Black Panthers. And that was something that should have been taken care of by the Justice Department under Eric Holder, but he was just fine with that. He didn't have a problem with that. And, of course, the people in Portland don't have a problem with this happening. We're not playing the audio here because it is so filled with so much profanity. Because these people have a very limited vocabulary, just as their understanding of politics and history is limited, so is their vocabulary, unfortunately. So if you want to flee Venezuela, which is also known as South Portland to many of us, if you want to get out of Venezuela, they've got Antifa thugs down there. And just like you see here in the streets of Portland, you have to get along with them. They were coming after an elderly man in that footage, calling him a white supremacist because he didn't do what they had to say. They're trying to chase him, get violent with him. And, of course, that will happen to you in that socialist paradise of Venezuela as well. You'll have to pay a huge bribe, or you'll have to stand in line forever, like you were at the DMV or some other socialist institution here in the United States. They point out the going rate for one passport is more than $2,000, which is over 68 times the monthly minimum wage. Well, what does that mean then that they make per month? They make about $30 per month in the socialist paradise of Venezuela. So much for the $15 per hour living wage that our socialists here say they want. So that is really the face of socialism. Portland has showed us how that looks. Venezuela has showed us how that looks. And here's the other face of socialism. One face of socialism is a Antifa thug in your face or somebody in Venezuela saying you can't leave the country unless you bribe me. Now, here's the other side of socialism, the other face of socialism, because this is also what it looks like. Chelsea Clinton, that's another face of socialism. The person who gets the bribes that are paid under socialism. Chelsea Clinton suddenly earns $6.6 million in internet company stock. See, the other face of socialism, the other face of income inequality is the corruption that you pay to your masters, like the Clintons. And she's the next generation of that corruption. Clinton joined the board of a company called IAC. It is a tech company. They hold about a portfolio of, I think it's about 150 small internet companies. I'll give you an example of some of the internet companies. You'll remember some of these. Ask.com, The Daily Beast, Vimeo. Oh, they banned us, didn't they? Yeah, Vimeo, the video site. Angie's List, Home Advisor, Investopedia. Oh, they got some good investment advice for you. Buy a politician. They pay the best return on investment of any investment that you can make. That should be on Investopedia. And put her up there as the poster child for buy your own politician. Because what they did was they gave her a $50,000 retainer and $250,000 in restricted stock. Now, what high-tech experience does Hillary Clinton have? Does she even have a degree? Does she have any research papers that she's done? Has she produced any products? No. They just paid her $300,000, $250,000 of it in stock, and now that stock is suddenly worth $6.6 million. That's also what socialism looks like. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com, right now.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
News is really going to happen, if Nikki Haley is really going to resign. We'll let you know what the Haley is going on if she does follow through on the promises. But of course, she's a politician, and we can't always depend on them to keep up their promises, no matter how good those promises are, especially when there are really good promises, like getting this never-Trumper, neocon, warmongering, lying, false flag pushing backstabber out of the administration. We'll just have to see if that really happens. But we'll let you know if it does. We'll stay with that. Before we get back to the news and before we get back to socialism and another face of socialism, because we just showed you a couple of faces of socialism, we'll show you another one, a third face. And that three-dimensional approach should cover all the different bases. You know, we get something in 3D, hold it up, turn it around, like an ugly turd. Well, that's what we're going to do with socialism. And let you get a full picture of that in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know about the sale that we have done at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off of all InfoWars Life. This is a super sale that is unprecedented. We've never done anything like this before. 50% off all InfoWars Life products and free shipping. Things like BrainForce Plus, 50% off of free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off of free shipping. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste with Nano Silver, 50% off with free shipping. Super Male Vitality, Ultimate Bone Broth, Bod Ease, Happies, all these 50% off with free shipping. Silver Bullet Knockout, 50% off with free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have. This is Christmas, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday all rolled together into one. 50% off with free shipping on all InfoWars Life products at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk about the other face of socialism. We talked about Antifa thugs blocking the roads, threatening people who don't obey them. And, of course, that is a good example of what socialism looks like, of course, right? Because, you know, the government is always going to block your freedom. They're always going to make demands on you. They're going to rob you. They're going to threaten you. If you don't obey them, they will chase you down the road and try to harm you or kill you. And, of course, another part of socialism is the face of Chelsea Clinton, yet another Clinton. that's being paid off by big government bribes. Corruption. $6 million in an internet company stock that she's just earned. Why? What does Chelsea Clinton know about the internet? She doesn't know any more about the internet than Al Gore. And yet she is being lavished with corporate gifts from this corporation, IAC. As I pointed out, some of the companies that they own, things like Vimeo that banned us, Angie's List, Ask.com, The Daily Beast, Home Advisor, and Investopedia. Again, the best investment advice you could have is to buy a politician. They pay the best return on investment of any investment that you can make, especially at Clinton. Just make sure you don't cross them because it can be a fatal mistake. But let's take a look at the other face of socialism, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And she is now attacking the Electoral College, as Hillary Clinton has in her bitter fits of rage for the last 2 years since losing the election. It's the Electoral College. We've got to throw the Constitution out. And now we had a couple of days ago, I think it was, 2 days ago, she tweeted out, "It is well past time that we eliminate the Electoral College, a shadow of slavery's power on America today that undermines our nation as a democratic republic." What profound lies and ignorance. No, the Electoral College was there to reflect a separation of powers, to reflect the reality that the federal government was a creation of sovereign states, originally 13 colonies that became 13 states that were sovereign, and they created this organization to provide for the common defense. Remember, after they got their independence, they operated for a while under rules of confederation. They wanted to have a stronger defense. And unfortunately, they got rid of the Articles of Confederation, which I think was a better way to proceed, and they went to a full-on union. But that didn't really get solidified until the Civil War. Prior to that, they would always talk about the United States are. After that, they talked about the United States is. It became this monolithic, top-down, hierarchical structure that it was never intended to be. The Electoral College is a historical fact of how they saw things. It was created, again, the federal government was created just like sovereign states have created the United Nations. And I fully expect the United Nations to do the same thing to all the sovereign states that created it eventually. But when we look at what happened, we look at when the feds overstepped their power and the states fought back against it, then they said, well, that's because it was about slavery, and so therefore this division of power, and again, the division of power is not just within the federal government, between the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches. It's also a division of power between the federal government, the sovereign states that created the federal government, and we the people that should be creating the states and ruling the states. That was the way the power was supposed to be set up. And that's one of the reasons why we have an elected House of Representatives. They were supposed to represent we the people. The senators were supposed to represent the states and the power of the states. And, of course, that was stopped by the people who in the early 20th centuries were veterans of the Grand Army of the Republic that had fought for the consolidation of the government. That was the final step to break the power of the states and to make them an administrative subsidiary of a federal leviathan. But we've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talking about that, and then you've got NBC's Ken Delanian advocating for getting rid of the Senate or changing the Senate. He came out and said on Sunday that states with varying population sizes should not get the same representation in the U.S. Senate. Butthurt about the Kavanaugh hearing. And so, hey, here's the solution to that. We can either pack the Supreme Court, which some of them have proposed. We could impeach Kavanaugh, which some of them have proposed. Or we could get rid of the way that the Senate is organized, since they are not directly appointed by the state governments anymore. But there is another important function that the Senate provides for us, and that is to make sure that we are not ruled by a few cities. And that's really what would happen if that were to be taken away. It still performs a very important function, the same important function that the Electoral College performs for us. But this guy, who, as they point out in the Daily Caller, was, the Intercept, had exposed his emails. between Delanian and the CIA back in 2014, a very cozy relationship. It turns out this guy who works for NBC, the Peacock Network, was also part of Operation Mockingbird. That was a real thing that he was involved in. He would give them favorable stories, and they would feed him stuff. And he is still a national security reporter on national security and intelligence for NBC. So he comes out and says, senators who represent less than half of the U.S. are about to confirm a nominee that is opposed by most Americans. No, it's not opposed by most Americans. And he said, the idea that North Dakota and New York get the same representation in the Senate has to change. How would you like this, folks? How would you like to have 20 Senator Feinsteins from California? Would you like to see that? Take a look at this map, which this is an internet meme, says there are not any blue states. There's blue cities and there's red states. When you look at the red, that represents people who voted for President Trump. And you look at the blue, those urban areas there are the ones that voted for Hillary Clinton, the majority. And if we didn't have the Senate organized the way that it is, with two senators from every state, if we didn't have the Electoral College, we would have the president being picked all the time by a few large cities that are under control of the Democrats. Why? Because nobody wants to live there except somebody who's bought into total government control of their lives. And living in a situation like that turns them into that kind of a mindset. And I tell you, you know, when I was back in North Carolina, I saw a graphic example of why you want to have an electoral college, why you should have regional representation rather than at-large representation. In the county that I lived in, we were a suburb of Chapel Hill, and that is where the University of North Carolina is, a bastion of liberalism. And in this rural county where I lived, where you'd had farmers who had been there for generations, going back 150 years, in many cases, their farms, they had people who were university professors and other liberals spilling out of Chapel Hill into one corner of the county. And then the first thing that they did was the county representation used to be geographical. And so these people who had farms, but not a lot of people on them, had some representation. The first thing these people did, and they were very smart about it, they did exactly what the Clintons and what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and this NBC shill for the CIA wanted to do. They changed it from geographical representation to at-large representation. And guess what? The entire county government then became this enclave of liberals who'd moved into one corner of it. And they took over the farms of the other people and made sure they couldn't do anything.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Store X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight
live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, I was talking about the various faces of socialism. We have the Antifa face getting in your face and telling people in Portland where they can and cannot go and trying to attack their cars. Or if you don't obey their orders, that makes you a white supremacist, obviously. But also the face of socialism in Venezuela, or the face of socialism with Chelsea Clinton and the corruption involved as she is lavished with corporate gifts and millions of dollars in stock options by tech companies that she knows nothing about. But she does have political connections. That is the face of socialism. That is the face of real income inequality, if you want to talk about it. Kind of crony capitalism, the corruption that has become the face of socialism. Or we should say, you know, typically it's fascism, corporations and government together. But also we had Ken Delanian and Ocasio-Cortez saying, Ocasio-Cortez, we've got to get rid of the Electoral College, just like Hillary Clinton has said. Ken Delanian saying, we've got to get rid of only of having two senators per state. We don't want regional representation. We just want at-large mobs. And so what's going to happen if that happens, you will have the country ruled by New York and L.A. and Chicago. That'll be what happens, because you can see that map and you know what that looks like. So the question is, are you going to fall for this? I don't know. You know, we look at the quiz that came out about the U.S. citizenship test and why we have these kinds of structures. Most people don't know anything to that level of detail. As a matter of fact, Washington Examiner pointed out, and Drudge had it earlier in the week, only one in three can pass the U.S. citizenship test. And for people who are younger than 45, that is only one in five can pass it. 19%. Can pass that test. And understand that a passing grade here is like a Lake Wobegon fantasy. You know, the Democrats saying that, well, if you get 60% on the test, that's a passing grade. Now, only in Lake Wobegon, where everybody is above average, is that a passing grade. Everywhere else, that's a fail. And yet, only 36% could pass that. And so we see that I don't think they're going to understand that kind of information. Now we got Trump speaking, and he's going to tell us what's going on, if anything, with Nikki Haley.
She's been a very successful, as you know, governor of South Carolina.
Oh, this is really happening.
For 8 years. And
right.
Then she did this, and this is possibly even more intense with what's going on in the world, and very dangerous and a lot of things. But she's done a fantastic job, and we've
done a fantastic handling all
job
that Novichok nerve gas that could kill you, right?
We're solving a lot of problems. At the beginning, North Korea was a massive problem, and now we're moving along. It's moving along.
Which she
really
had nothing
nicely
to do with.
I can speak for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He thinks the world of Nikki. And
Nikki wants to take over the world.
We're all happy for you in one way, but we hate to lose. Hopefully you'll be coming back at some point, but you want to just, maybe a different capacity. You can have your pick. But I just want to let you know, so at the end of the year, Nikki will be leaving. And we'll be
going to be stuck with her for more months.
I know that whenever you have any ideas, you can call me, because you know all the players. And that was really the thing I think she did best at the United Nations. She got to know the players. She got to know China, Russia, India. She knows everybody on a very first name basis, and they like her. Except for maybe a couple, which is normal, right? They can't all like you, but they do. They really like her. And I think maybe more importantly, they respect her. So, Nikki, I just wanted to tell you that we will miss you. We'll be speaking all the time, but we will miss you nevertheless. And you have done a fantastic job, and I want to thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well, I want to say, first of all, I want to thank the president for just, you know, allowing us to come out and talk to you this way. It has been an honor of a lifetime.
All right, don't let the door hit you on the way out, Nikki. And we're going to follow her political career. I think it's going to look something like Pinky and the Brain. Tomorrow, Pinky, the world. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even supports your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We just had Nikki Haley resign, and President Trump was saying the obligatory nice things about her. Of course, she had made it very clear after the anonymous letter in the New York Times criticizing President Trump. As I said before, she made it very, very clear that she disagreed frequently with President Trump, always told him when she disagreed. She wasn't going to be cowed down by President Trump or anybody else. She's going to stand up to him and disagree with him and do it frequently. And she said, I don't agree with the president on everything. When there's disagreement, I can pick up the phone, I call him, I meet with him in person. He doesn't shut out advisors. He doesn't demand that I agree with him. I can talk to him most any time, and I frequently do disagree with him. If I disagree with something and I believe it's important enough to raise with the president, I do it. And he listens. He listens to me. I'm Nikki Haley. And that's something to think about. And so we'll see what she does. she was trolling Venezuela with a bullhorn not too long ago. So maybe she's got a new career in journalism or something. We'll see what Nikki Haley does. Let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen in the election. We had a story come out about an assemblyman, Jim Patterson, a Republican in Fresno, furious because he discovered that the Democrats have been using the Department of Motor Vehicles to register people who are not qualified to vote. Now, they are saying that these 1,500 errors that were sent in, people who are not supposed to be able to vote, and they sent these voter registrations in, they were registered to vote in error. Now, were they not citizens? Why were they registered to vote in error? Well, they say these errors occurred when DMV technicians processed customer requests at a field office to change voter eligibility responses on driver's license applications. They say that while the 1,500 customers added to the voter rolls are non-citizens, the DMV claims that none of them are illegal immigrants. Okay, so they're saying that they're not citizens, but they gave them driver's licenses, and then they sent them to be registered to vote. So don't worry. They're not illegal aliens. They're just illegal voters. I feel so much better. They're still non-citizens, and they're still being registered to vote by the DMV. This is another one of the many scams that have been conducted by the Democrats over the years to rig elections. Motor voter, that was always a Democrat scam, making it very, very easy for people to register, extending the periods of time at which people can vote. I've seen this in spades in North Carolina. North Carolina has the longest voting period of anybody. You can vote early and you can vote often in North Carolina, because in North Carolina, the Democrats have made sure that you don't have to have any ID. So here you have the Department of Motor Vehicles, which is issuing maybe ID or maybe a license to these people. But of course, you're not allowed to look at their ID when they vote. And the same DMV can send these people in when they're not eligible to vote. You understand how this works? As I've said before, my brother-in-law and a friend, back in the 2012 election, he went in to vote on election day. But, of course, we have a very, very long voting period in North Carolina and no requirement to show any picture ID, because, you know, that would be racist to show a picture ID. Can't have that. I'm waiting for them to say that it's racist for the TSA to demand a picture ID to fly. But nevertheless, something that is far more dangerous, voting, you don't have to have a picture ID. So my brother-in-law's friend goes in to register to vote, and he gives him his name and address, which is all you have to do. They look on their paper printouts, and they find your name and address, and they say, well, I'm sorry, you've already voted. And so has this other person at your address. And he goes, that's my mother, and she's been dead for years. Well, you've both voted. Now, we're told all the time that that doesn't happen in North Carolina. It doesn't happen anywhere where the Democrats extend these loosey-goosey rules on voting. But California has issued over 1 million driver's licenses to illegal immigrants over the past 3 years, reports Zero Hedge. yeah, and as I said before, yeah, these are the same people who want to make sure that we don't have two senators per state, because they want to make sure that we get 20 Senator Feinsteins. With mistakes like this, says Zero Hedge, being discovered by an internal audit, one can only imagine what is not being discovered. Project California showed last year that a list of 11 California counties have more registered voters than they do voting age citizens. Yes, exactly. That is the issue. Just like it is with TSA. Let's play a clip for you of Ann Coulter. She had an interview on the Swedish television show Skavlan. I guess is the way you pronounce this. Not being Swedish, I don't know. Anyway, Ann Coulter is there. And the guy who is pushing her in this interview is really pushing hard against the idea that we should have any concerns about people from foreign countries coming to this country and living at our expense, having their kids educated at our expense, losing our American dream to the dreamers. You know, the American dream of having a home becomes unattainable when you have to pay property taxes for schools for any foreign citizen who wants to come here or who is sent here by their government, like Mexico does, for a free education at our expense. And of course, in San Francisco, they are begging the foreign citizens who have gone to San Francisco to vote in their school board elections. But of course, we're told that they're not going to vote in the federal election, so I'm sure we can trust that. Nevertheless, they are saying we want them to vote in the school board elections, because we want them to determine how much money is going to be spent educating the foreign children here. That's one of the reasons why nobody can afford to live in San Francisco. And that same thing is going to happen to us everywhere. It's not just going to be that home ownership disappears. You're not going to be able to live in an apartment either, because you have to have those taxes as part of the expense of renting the apartment. It's buried in there, even though it is not itemized for you like it is if you, quote unquote, own the home, if you're buying it from the bank. You see the itemized statement there. But if you're in an apartment, believe me, it's there. If they don't pass that cost along, they're going to go out of business. And so here's this interview with Ann Coulter, Swedish television, pushing her on multiculturalism.
I feel like I'm the only one who actually really wants diversity. If all we're going to have is this constant churning and constant
immigration,
we're all going to look alike. There will be no difference. There will be no culture. I want to go to Sweden and you know, eat fish and have it be light all night.
You will last 5 minutes in Sweden.
Buy IKEA furniture.
Oh, maybe he hasn't noticed the election that just happened to you.
And then I want to go to Italy and have pasta. I mean, I think it works better if cultures stay in their own countries, so you have genuine diversity as opposed to just one bland.
Oh, they're booing her now.
America is all about immigration, isn't it?
No, but don't say you're for diversity. You're for ending what culture, actually.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
She's right.
Yes, you are.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, if you want everyone to be the same and all cultures to be alike, and for there to be no difference, I can wake up and not know if I'm in Mexico, Egypt, Sweden,
but
Italy.
Isn't this country all about immigration?
No. That's an invention.
Is it?
Yeah, it's about freedom.
Yeah, it's about freedom. It absolutely is. And I've said exactly that before. I want to say hashtag me too to Ann Coulter, because I've said many times that true multiculturalism is what we had in Europe before the EU and before Brussels started imposing that gray monolithic culture or non-culture on everybody. She's talking about the rich tapestry of culture. She said, I want to go to Sweden and I want to eat fish and have it be light all night and buy IKEA furniture and listen to ABBA. And they start booing her. And he says, you wouldn't last 5 minutes here. Well, you know what? They aren't going to last 5 minutes if they don't wake up. And they did wake up in the last election after the immigrants that they invited in because they cared so much about them started burning down their cities for days. They woke up and they had a sea change in Sweden. But of course, this is a leftist audience just like the ones we see from Stephen Colbert. And then she got to the right answer. We said, well, isn't your country about immigration? No, it is not about immigration. Our country was founded on the principle of liberty. The people came here who founded America came here because they wanted freedom. Even the people at Ellis Island came here because they wanted freedom, not because they wanted free stuff. This is not a nation built on immigration, but on freedom.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I played for you that clip of Ann Coulter being interviewed on Swedish television. Again, it was not representative of Sweden. I think the election was more representative of Sweden. That audience booed her. He said, you wouldn't last 5 minutes if you don't like immigrants in Sweden. Well, Sweden is going to last another 5 years if they keep bringing in immigrants that don't like Sweden and want to burn it down, as we saw. And we had a massive sea change in the Swedish government in this last election. People moving more towards what Ann Coulter was talking about. And as I've said many times, multiculturalism, true multiculturalism, is the rich tapestry that we used to see demonstrated in Europe and now is being subsumed into this gray monolithic culture coming out of or being imposed by Brussels. And as she was pushed by this guy who kept saying, well, America is all about immigration. That's what makes you great. It's like, no, that's not what makes us great. It's not what makes us great. If we had uncontrolled immigration from, let's say, communist China, where the people wanted to impose communism, would that make us great just because of immigration? No, it's about liberty. That is why people came here to America in the first place. They wanted religious freedom. And that's why they came to America to set that up. That's the basis for this culture and this political system that we call America. And it even extends to the Ellis Island experiment. As I've said many times, the people who came here were not looking for free stuff. They weren't looking for a handout. They wanted freedom. They wanted opportunity. And that even includes my wife. We talk about this frequently. Her grandparents were part of the Ellis Island experiment in New York. Now the Northeast has become the Mideast, and it's become Mexico. It's become MS-13. The area where she grew up, it's become overrun by MS-13 and the violence and the people who are trying to escape El Salvador. And as they come across our open borders to bring their kids out of that violent country where MS-13 rules, MS-13 can follow them all the way up to Long Island. And they kill their kids. One father said that. He said, I took my kids out of that because I wanted to escape. Well, you can't escape it if we don't have any control over our borders. They'll burn down our country just like they were burning down Sweden. And that's really what America is about. It's really about freedom, folks. It's really about freedom. And we need to understand what America is about. We need to have this discussion. It's not about immigration. It's not about free stuff. We've got the grandson of one of the terrorists who carried out the Munich massacre, Black September. Remember that? I've seen the documentary about it. Absolutely horrific. What happened with that and what happened in the aftermath of it. I watched the 2005 movie by Spielberg called Munich. I watched that with my family last night. I'd never seen it before. I wanted to see that because we've got the grandson of one of the people who killed the Israeli athletes in the Olympic Village now running for Congress in California. And just like Beto O'Rourke, he's changed his name for political advantage. He's not trying to, he wants to drop that name that associates him with his terrorist grandfather. His grandfather, Mohammed Yusuf al-Najjar, also known as Abu Yusuf, was a member of the Palestinian terrorist group Black September that took 11 Israeli Olympic team members hostage and killed them in 1972. It is known as the Munich Massacre, and his grandfather was later hunted down and assassinated for his involvement in the massacre. And of course, that's what the movie Munich is about, if you haven't seen it. So now his grandson is running for Congress in California's 50th district. He's running against Duncan Hunter. And his grandson, Amar Campa Najjar, he's now dropped the Najjar part, and he just wants to be known as Amar Campa, just like Beto O'Rourke has dropped the O'Rourke part and simply wants to be known not as Robert O'Rourke, the Irishman, but he wants to pretend that he is Hispanic, so he just calls himself Beto. That's what these guys do. This guy, the Palestinian, who's actually it was the, his grandfather was the terrorist in Black September and the Munich massacre, and he has worked for Obama's reelection campaign. And he worked for the Obama administration as an official at the Labor Department after the 2012 campaign. So now he's renamed his campaign to Amar Campa for Congress, dropping the reference to his terrorist grandfather. He's 29 years old. He's also a Bernie Sanders supporter. And he has a very large campaign war chest, as WND points out. He's never run for elected office before, but he has over $1 million that he has raised and over 700 volunteers, and it's larger than the person he's running against, five-term incumbent Duncan D. Hunter, who is the son, not of a terrorist, but of Duncan Hunter, the former congressman. This is Duncan Hunter Jr. Is pled not guilty to charges of campaign fundraising allegations of misuse. Actually, he's been indicted. He's pled innocent to that. And so that gives an opening to a Democrat in California, for sure, especially one who has connections to the Muslim Brotherhood and to CARE. These are the connections that this guy has. He's a son of a Muslim Palestinian father and a Mexican Catholic mother. He refers to himself as Christian. However, he was educated at a school, the Islamic School of San Diego, which is an affiliate of the Islamic Center of San Diego, which has been linked to two of the accused 9/11 hijackers. It is also a subsidiary of the Islamic Society of North America, which itself has close ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and to Hamas. Oh, no terrorist ties here, right? He's tied to Hamas, and his grandfather was one of the Munich terrorists, and he's probably going to be the congressman from California. Great. The two imams who are currently staffing this ICSD have connections to the Muslim Brotherhood as well. But, of course, this guy has been endorsed by Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Other endorsements include organizations that are funded by George Soros. Well, we'll see how this works, because independents disapprove of the Democrats' handling of this Brett Kavanaugh thing by a 28-point difference. This has made a big difference in the election. We'll see if this persists, but they may not need to win hearts and minds if they can hack the smartphones or the electronic voting machines or the state boards of election where they total the votes. As we pointed out last week, West Virginia has started allowing smartphone voting for this next coming election. And again, as WND pointed out, Fast Company has reported on a new piece of spyware that can break into pretty much any commercially available smartphone. So the logical thing to do is to allow smartphones to be used for voting, right? And it is already being used. This piece of spyware is already under use in 45 different countries. This is what we have to look forward to. And again, this is another reason why we want the Electoral College and why we want to have the same number of senators from each state. We can contain a little bit of containment of the corruption that we see coming out of places like California and New York. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about technophiles, people who love technology, and I mean that literally. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week, and so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2, and we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com, right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about an important thing that we're all going to be facing in the near future. And I'm talking about technophiles. I'm talking about people who love technology. And I don't mean just love technology. I mean they love technology. You know what I mean? Sex bots is what I'm talking about here. This is something, let's just think about what is at the basis of all this. This is a very, very ancient desire. Something that goes back to the desire to control other people, that is added to the desire for sex, a natural desire, and an unnatural desire to control people. Go back to, let's say, 1964, 65. You remember this short-lived TV series that had Julie Newmar as My Living Doll, where they had her as a lifelike robot? Let me just play a little bit of a clip of the opening credits of this thing here for you. This is 1964, 65, My Living Doll with Julie Newmar, who later went on to play Catwoman on the 60s Batman. But here's My Living Doll. There she is, mechanical cartoon, gradually transformed into a real living doll. Flesh and blood, right? That is the dream. That is what they're selling everybody. This is the essence of sex robots 50 years ago. Of course, it goes much further back than that. We can go back to, let's say, My Fair Lady, maybe about a decade before that. That was a Lerner and Lowe musical. That was based on Pygmalion. Pygmalion was a story by George Bernard Shaw. Well, actually, it was originally a myth going back to the king of Cyprus, supposedly making a statue and falling in love with the statue that he had made. And then, according to the myth, Aphrodite, the goddess of love, comes down and brings that statue to life, breathes life into it. And that was kind of what George Bernard Shaw referenced. You know, the pictures, if you go back and look at the pictures of My Fair Lady, shows George Bernard Shaw, and he's got the characters as puppets on a string, because that's really the essence of all this. And kind of even like I Dream of Jeannie, right? Your wish is my command. You can manipulate, control somebody like that. And it becomes even more important as we have this escalating war that's being created between the sexes, where all men are to be disbelieved, hated, treated as rapists, which is what we just saw with the Kavanaugh situation. So all this stuff is pushing people away from actually having human relationships, healthy relationships, into these kind of synthetic relationships. And it was right here in Texas, in Houston, where you had this company called Kinky S Dolls, and they were going to start renting robots in Houston. Reported back in September 24th, not that long ago, when they first started breaking these stories, and I'll give you the update as to what's happened with this. Plans for the first sex robot brothel in the U.S. have sparked fury with one religious group, claiming the androids teach the men to be rapists. Customers will be able to rent a robot in a private room before deciding whether or not to buy one when Kinky S Dolls opens its first American franchise in Houston, Texas. They've got a flagship store in Toronto, Canada. Evidently, the Canadians don't have any problem with this. Kinky S Dolls owner, Yuval Gavriel, says he plans to open 10 sex bot stores in the U.S. by 2020. Now, one person pushing back against this was a group called Elijah Rising. They said their mission is to end sex trafficking through prayer, awareness, intervention, and restoration. They said our biggest concern is that this sex brothel with robots is going to train men to become rapists. What's next? Is it child robots? Where's the line? Where is the boundary? They asked. So more than 5,800 people have signed the group's petition calling for the sex robot brothels to be banned from Houston. Joe Madison of the group Love People, Not Pixels, which combats online pornography addiction, told the local ABC News channel, "We're talking about robots right now. It's a hot button issue, but tomorrow it could be virtual reality or it could be something else. It's coming back to the demand of buying sex." Well, even the people who were selling sex didn't want to see the sex robots there. And I don't think it was just a pushback of people losing their job. They were concerned about it. They said it was not only dehumanizing, but it was dangerous to have these types of things there. So now you've got the pastors agreeing with the prostitutes in the area. The sex workers said that it was unhealthy, it was dangerous. It encouraged disrespect towards women, and they wanted to stop this from proliferating. So they're basically saying the same thing that the pastors are saying. It's training people to rape. And then you had the Houston mayor agree with the pastors and the prostitutes. The politician said robot sex brothel is not wanted here, and it is not going to open, said the mayor, Sylvester Turner. And this happened just within 2 days. So this is not the kind of business I would like to see in Houston. His office said it was not accurate to call it a brothel. He pointed out that the founder of Kinky S Dolls calls it a showroom. And but there, it's not going to be a showroom that they're going to allow there. On Wednesday, the Houston City Council voted to ban, and of course that was the day in between before the mayor said that, to ban the doll bordello that was set to open in the Galleria area. The council's vote to change the city ordinance effectively barred the try-before-you-buy sex robot brothel from operating anywhere near public spaces. Okay. As crazy as that is, it gets crazier. Because it's not just the transhumanism that is being sold here. And that's a big part of this, folks, to transcend humanity. And this is all part of a, as I said, it's an ancient desire. It's not just an ancient desire to control other people, but it is also part of the ancient desire that is the basis for transhumanism. The only thing that's new is the technology, but human nature doesn't change. That's why when we talk about firearms and people say, well, the Second Amendment was never meant to handle, to allow people to have semi-automatic weapons or fully automatic weapons or this gun or that gun. It was only meant for people who had muskets. No, that was a state-of-the-art weapon at the time. And the principles don't change. Human nature doesn't change. That's why the Second Amendment is still important today and still relevant today. Because even though the technology is different, we're still talking about the fundamental right to defend one's life. And what we're talking about here is the ancient desire to live forever and to become like God and to dominate other people. And so then you've got Wired magazine jumping into this saying it's time to talk about robot gender stereotypes. So now the transhumanism joins the transgenderism. Is your robot gender fluid? And what does this tell us about our gender stereotypes? Wired magazine wants to go there. A robot, they say, is a mirror held up not just to its creator, but to our whole species. And what are we to make of the machine that reflects what we are or what we aspire to be? Perhaps the biggest issue, they said, yet, and the most subtle, is gender. Well, I don't think that's subtle. I mean, everything comes down to gender with these people all the time. How gender biases manifest in the design of voice assistants is well-known territory. They said robots don't have genders. Of course, they are metal and plastic and silicon. And then here's the winning line here from Wired magazine. Gender is a complicated mix of biology and how we feel about that biology. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It is biological. It is objective. It is binary. And this is just more insanity coming from the California tech crowd to say, well, it's how we feel about our biology. And so if we want to have big shoulders in our robots, we use them for security and we give them a masculine voice. And if we want people to feel good about them, we give them a feminine voice. Well, it's like, I don't know. After watching this Kavanaugh hearing, I don't feel that the female voice is necessarily friendly. I don't know about you, but it gets even worse. They're even looking at replacing our dogs with robots. No, even the dog. I don't think so. I don't think you can replace my dog or my wife. I'm not going to replace you, Karen, with a robot. Not even remotely interested in that. Certainly not my dog either. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Or my car.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I got a little bit more to say about transhumanism in this last segment. Before I get back to that, I just want to remind you of the super sale that we have just initiated at InfoWarsStore.com. We have never done a sale like this. It's unprecedented. We've got 50% off all InfoWars Life products and free shipping. 50% off all InfoWars Life products and free shipping. Products like BrainForce Plus, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with nano silver, all of those, 50% off with free shipping. We also have Bod Ease, Alpha Power, the Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off with free shipping. All of those, Silver Bullet, Knockout, 50% off with free shipping. Take a look at the products we have. Again, it is all InfoWars Life products, 50% off with free shipping. We've never done anything like this before, not even for Christmas, Black Friday, or Cyber Monday. We've never had this kind of broad and deep discount along with free shipping. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program and everything we do at InfoWars. All right, let's talk a little bit more about the technophiles. As I said, the people who love their technology in a very strange way, because we've turned it from a tool into a fetish. And that's a really dangerous thing, losing our humanity in the process. I was just talking about the robot dog. And, of course, that went on sale a week or two ago from Sony, a robotic dog named Aibo, about the size of a Yorkshire Terrier, cost $2,900 and has already gone on sale in the U.S. this week. I just listened to an audiobook. It's a book called Change Agent by Daniel Suarez. I would recommend that to you. It talks about, it's a dystopian novel, really kind of gave me the creeps. Stuff that I know, but you hear it acted out, the future that is coming to us very soon with genetic engineering and these other issues. But it also has not just genetic engineering, but also artificial intelligence, robotics, many different technologies coming together to create one hellacious world if we don't get control of this stuff. And listen to that. And one of the things that they had in it was genetically modified toy tiger. They called it a toyger. The author did. Very clever, but very creepy. And as I said before, I'm not interested in replacing my wife with a robot. I'm not interested in replacing my dog with a robot. Not even my car with a robot car. I'm not interested in any of that stuff. But, you know, millennials are. This article from just a couple of days ago. No human contact. Millennials prefer robots to people at work. And they said of those surveyed, 1/6 of them, 17% of those 18 to 34 years old, said that customer interaction was their most hated work task. They don't like to interact with people. This was conducted in the UK, but I'm sure that this study would hold up in the United States as well. They contrast this to people over 55. It is a generational thing. It was only a quarter of that with people over 55. So only 4% of those over 55 would say the same thing. The millennial generation has been raised with so little human contact and so much internet contact. Even the humans that they interact with, it's through their phone. They don't like face-to-face contact. They said our survey shows millennials are keen to hand over valuable tasks like human interaction, yet the older generation aren't willing to give up the tasks that could be delegated to robots. Yeah, they said 44% of those over 55 claim they wouldn't delegate any tasks to robots. Yeah, include me in that group. I guess I am. I guess I represent my generation. I don't like these things and what is being done with them because I understand what's behind it. And as I said, it's becoming more of a fetish than a tool. A good example of this is this young woman, 25-year-old Russian woman, was buried below a gravestone that depicted her on an iPhone because she loved her iPhone so much. Her father built this 5-foot-high black basalt gravestone. Kind of reminds me of all the talk everybody had making the comparisons of people, you know, as the NSA called them, zombies, who were buying Big Brother, standing up in line for it as they would see the iPhone, that black slab, and ooh, you know, kind of like the monkeys at the beginning of 2001 around the black obelisk. Well, that's what they have here, you know, fetishizing this thing, loving it so much that it becomes this central object in her life. And I have to say, you know, I just spoke at the Gen 6 conference, which is about transhumanism, that Steve Quayle and Timothy Alberino had. And one of the things that I said there was I said, you know, Christians, we ought to start thinking about this transhumanism issue. We were late, very late to come to the philosophical discussion about when life begins. We're talking about abortion. And as a result, we've had a lot of innocent blood shed, haven't we? If we don't start this debate about what humanity is, what it means to be human, where are these lines, where these boundaries are, and what is going to be off limits, there's going to be a lot more innocent bloodshed. This is something that is coming at us in a number of different ways. And it's not just robotics. It's not just the artificial intelligence. It's the genetic modification that has now become very easy thanks to CRISPR-Cas9 genetic modification. You got things like this biohacker who's experimenting on himself, who's making do-it-yourself mutant frogs. And he's found out that he can sell these mutant frogs, you know, basically giving you the ability to mutate these frogs yourself. And doing this because you're not allowed technically by the FDA or some other federal agency to do these kinds of injections on yourself, although he's done it to himself and demonstrate it this way. But you're not allowed to do it to humans. You're not allowed to do it to mammals or whatever. But they make an exception for frogs. Isn't that interesting? Kind of going back to the boiling frog analogy, right? We need to be very careful about this because this kind of experimentation is going on not even by the CDC or the Pentagon or DARPA, but it's going on by individuals in their garages. Some of these individuals hate humanity. Some of these individuals want to reduce humanity by almost 100%. Will they be able to do something like this? Or will the globalists be able to do something like this with their 5G technology? I was talking about that yesterday, how it is really like, operates on the same high frequency millimeter spectrum, 100 megahertz up to 100 megahertz, the same thing that the Pentagon and China and Russia are using for crowd control. With sufficient signal strength, that higher frequency signal can make your skin burn. Create this burning sensation. Now, of course, you're not going to feel that, right? This is going to be a boiling frogs scenario. They're not actually going to turn this thing up real high so you actually feel it, so you actually see what's happening. It's going to be a slow kill. It's going to be a soft kill. As a matter of fact, it's already going on. We see that in the Spermageddon. We see that in the experiments that they're using to create human beings without men being involved, to clone them, to basically create a brave new world. And so they're going to use this radiation, as we've already seen this happening now. We've got the sperm counts dropping by 60%, the fertility rate dropping by 50% since the 1950s. And it is dropping about, the sperm motility is dropping about 2% per year. Extrapolate that out. How much longer before we can't physically reproduce because of this toxic environment that they're creating? But don't worry, you're not going to feel that burning sensation on your skin unless you start to riot because the robots have taken your job. No, they'll do that with a slow kill. And even after they take your job, they're going to offer you universal basic income, kind of universal welfare to pacify you, to make you accept this. These are the types of things that we all need to be thinking about, but especially the Christians out there. You need to take the moral high ground. You've got to think about what's involved here. You've got to think about this attack on our liberty and on our humanity, because this has been thought about for a long time by the people who are about to implement it. I've been talking about this throughout the hour, and I guess we'll leave it at that. You know, we look at these people saying that they're going to get regular body upgrades. What will humans look like in 100 years? Will they be humans? Or will they make us all extinct one way or the other? And it is all predicated, and this is why it's important for the Christians to get involved here. It's all predicated on that lie that you'll live forever, that you will become like God. That is the aspiration, that is the lie that they use to push this agenda. And it's like a little bit of magic in your hand to have that technology, because as Arthur C. Clarke said, technology that is sufficiently advanced is indistinguishable from magic. And that is the magic, the black mirror that they're using to deceive you into giving up your humanity and your future. All right, that's it for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.